I'm Andre Fizer. Proverbs 24 and 3 says, "By wisdom the house is built, and with understanding it is established." Wisdom builds our atmospheres. It establishes our vibration and frequency. Wisdom, not just knowledge, but knowing what to do with knowledge. Knowing how to discern the seasons and when to make moves and when to sit still. Our habits, our frequencies, our doings, our routines creates the frequency of the spirit or the structure of the house. We can say we want our homes and atmospheres to run a certain way, but the house is going to run according to your habit, whether it's known or not. Even your secret sins or your secrets and your issues will be instrumental in how the house is built. When you have dalliances or weaknesses in the flesh and sins in the flesh and problems in the flesh, those problems, even though you may be present at home, are instrumental in how the house is structured in atmosphere, in the cells, in the molecular structure of the home. You can say, "I want the kids to do this. I want my wife to do this. I want my husband to be like this. I want my wife to be like this. I want this to be this." Even though you set the tone of the house is established by your habits. Did you know that? You can say, "I want this, and I want us to be this way, and I want God to do this and God to do that." But that's not a decree. What's actually decreeing the frequencies in your home structure is your habits. The things you do outside the home, even though you're present, are instrumental in how the children are raised and how the wife responds and how the husband responds. And even when you become delivered or set free or changed from limited fleshly moves or sins or weights, even those things take time before the house recognizes that the molecular structure of the priest of that home has changed. It takes time before the structure recognizes that there has been a change. You could be broke for a long time and the house can be raised in debt. And when you can finally get money, when you finally get a piece of money, it takes time for the house to recognize that we can move forward because the habits of old routines have established the structure of the house, regardless of what you wrote on paper. So it takes time, especially the men. You are the priest and the focal point and the navigator and the core of the spirit of the house. You determine who believes in the structure of the house. You determine the belief systems of the house. You determine the trust factor of the house. You determine how the children see, how the wife see. Even though everyone is individuals, you determine. It is how you live that determines the structure and the molecular flow of the home. Your job is not the priest of the house. You are your management, your temperament, your spirit. I'm 57 years old and my children are still being healed by certain changes that I've made in my life. They're still learning how to grow in a new growth that I've grew in, because everyone does not grow at the same time as you. You train the wife how to believe and how to see and how to trust and how to think. You are the maker of the house. The wife may be the manager, but you're the maker of the spirit of the home. You are man. You are the maker. You are the structure of the home. You determine the belief system and the power of the home, regardless of how well you pay the bills. It's from your spirit that determines the currency of the house. You determine what happens. You determine if your repentance is necessary to break the cycle of debt and bondage and inferiority in your home. And sometimes it takes time to break because everyone has to believe that your change is legitimate. The house must believe and test the endurance of your change. Just because you changed and wanted to do something good for 2 weeks, that's not long enough. The history of the house must accept the fact that you have changed. Before it co-signs on the new material, it must know that you have the capacity to pay back everything you've promised. We determine the structure of the house. We determine our house, not just our apartment or our mortgage or our address, but us as a being. We determine the atmosphere and what goes on. Wisdom builds the house. But what do we do when sin has built it, when false motives and illusion and debt and lies and adultery and fornication or sins or bad habits or mismanagement, whatever. What do we do when those things have built the house? What do we do when evil or when lies have built the house or fear has built the house or codependency has built the house? It takes a history. It takes time for history to believe that you are going to make good on your promise. Be patient and endure. Wisdom builds the house and understanding establishes it. We're in a great new season, aren't we? Yeah, we are. So be prepared, leader of the house, whether you're male or female. The house is recognizing what you do because you train the atmosphere on how to respond and react, not God. Peace.